I'll be here too. Welcome, everybody. welcome to our ongoing, it seems, marathon tonight, one program after another. But there are so many things that are coming up. We'll be concentrating more and more on this runoff election as it occurs in Georgia because it is so crucial. And we'll be building towards attention along that line. If we want to sustain a more plan-aligned progress for the United States esoterically. Okay, I'll be around.
And welcome from my side also. We have quite a many things. I have been putting new things into the meditation. And as Michael was already mentioning, that we start to work and develop the work with Georgia and maybe other places. But tonight we have also Georgia in our meditation. And if we think about this whole month, and this full moon has been very powerful, and that is indicating certainly that from our side, there has come a lot of concentrated and focused work. And I think that's why we are seeing also from the other side many, many things rising. In one sense, it's always a good sign when we see opposing force, because it is telling that there is something going on. But it is also asking us to be all the time more and more skilled in our action and really remember what is our role and what we are allowed to do and what we are not allowed to do. So maybe we just go directly now into work, because at 1 hour we have also in 2025 initiative daily ritual. So warmly welcome to everybody. And this is the second day after the full moon, very important day also according to DK, to recognize all kinds of impulses, whatever tiny little flashing idea inside you are getting, please write them down. That is what DK is asking us to do. So now I close my video and beautiful meditation to everybody. So as said, we have now the time of the full moon, sacred time of the full moon. Let us be all aware of that and really dedicate ourselves into being available for the hierarchy and really be one with the group. Sagittarius has its goal all the time somewhere on the target. But there is also something about the goal what DK is explaining, that we can stop ourselves of seeing the goal by our thought forms, and not only lower thought forms, also our high aspirations and ideas of our spiritual work can stop us seeing the true goal. So just few moments, let us all focus upon that great goal. What is behind short-term goals? What is our goal for this life? We can also look for a while, what is the goal for the whole group? Just envisioning the goal and aligning in it. It is organizing our minds. It is organizing our emotional body. And actually it gives a lot of space, inner space. Then we can focus upon the short-term goals for our group, for this month and next month, which is related to this election time, very fiery at the moment. Now when we are looking the election, let us again reflect for a while this mystery what DK has been putting forward, that there is always a battle between evil and good, but this battle is so very deeply esoteric and hidden from the understanding of the most advanced human being. They are concerned with the ability of the mind or of the mind principle to react to truth or to lies. So this is something when we look what is happening, is that we now can see, and it is opening in our eyes that actually these groups, what they are representing is that innate mystery, what is in the substance itself. The other side, if we call that, the other side is naturally responding and feels more at home in the lies and behave according that. And the other is more feeling at home or is at home when the truth is emphasized or when the truth is in the goal. That's why we cannot somehow stop this, what is happening, because this is the whole dilemma in humanity, and now it is has been somehow coming into more our focus in United States. That's why let us all say first the mantra of unification. One second, there is something wrong that we cannot. I hope now we can see it together. The sons of men are one, and I am one with them. I seek to love, not hate. I seek to serve and not exact due service. I seek to heal, not hurt. Let pain bring due reward of light and love. Let the soul control the outer form and all events, and bring to light the love that underlies the happenings of the time. Let vision come and insight. Let the future stand revealed. Let inner union demonstrate and outer cleavages be gone. Let love prevail. Let all men love. I was thinking to take some of the parts from Joe Biden's speech, because there are many points in it that reveals the soul. And it is worth of rethink and remind oneself. There is something always what is happening when this kind of post is undertaken. The energy from the soul of the nation is pouring into that leader. And I know that we have been seeing in the history people who became more, who grew in one's eyes when the energy was descending upon them. And this post of being president of United States, as we have been talking, it's something that at this time, it is the Dharma of that soul and this great entity, Solar Angel, who has the big Dharma now to direct humanity. That's why whomever is the president, as we know, is holding directing force through him. That's why when the scales were now tilting towards Biden, no matter what our personal thoughts might be, it is still something that we have to support that post and who is carrying that mantle upon himself. In this speech, one can see reflections of the sixth ray as well, but in very high level. And we always have to remember sixth ray is one of the divine aspects. And that's why it needs to be understood more deeply, because Christ himself is carrying also that ray and all those great leaders in the past. So let us now take a meditative attitude and just listen a few things. Referring to tense political difference in the US, Joe Biden said, "It's time to put away the harsh rhetoric, lower the temperature, see each other again, listen to each other again, and to make progress." I pledge to be a president who seeks not to divide, but to unify. And let us take into consideration the secondary aspect of United States. Is it pouring into the speech? But to unify who doesn't see red states or blue states, only sees the United States, and work with all of my heart, with the confidence of the whole people to win the confidence of all of you. And for that is what America, I believe, is all about. I sought this office to restore the soul of America. I've long talked about the battle for the soul of America. We must restore the soul of America. To rebuild the backbone of this nation, the middle class, and to make America respected around the world again, and to unite us here at home. And now the work of making that vision is real. It is a task, the task of our time. For all of those who voted for President Trump, I understand the disappointment tonight. I have lost a couple of times myself, but now let's give each other a chance. We have to stop treating our opponents as our enemies. They are not our enemies. They are Americans. They are Americans. The Bible tells us to everything there is a season, a time to build, a time to ripe, and a time to sow, and a time to heal. This is the time to heal in America. Now this campaign is over. What is the will of the people? What is our mandate? I believe it's this. Americans have called upon us to marshal the forces of defense, decency, the forces of fairness, to marshal the forces of science and the forces of hope in the great battles of our time. Tonight, the whole world is watching America, and I believe that at our best, America is a beacon for the globe. And I couldn't help me thinking the motto, the soul, I light the way. The refusal of Democrats and Republicans to cooperate with one another is not some mysterious force beyond our control. It is a decision, a choice we make, and if we can decide not to cooperate, then we can decide to cooperate. That's the choice I'll make, and I'll call on Congress, Democrats and Republicans alike, to make that choice with me. Folks, in the last days of the campaign, I began thinking about a hymn that means a lot to me. And something I think here is that here we can see some, in my opinion, something which is again touching him by the soul of America. Because it is very symbolic what he says now. My heart goes out to each and every one of you. Hopefully this hymn gives you solace as well. It goes like this. And he will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, and make you shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hand. And I was looking the Great Seal. Somehow everything is written in the seal from that hymn. And he will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, and make you shine like the sun, and hold you in the palm of his hand. Tomorrow we maybe go into the symbolism again of this great seal and open this more, but I just let you have them working in you. And now something what is very important when we think about esoteric workers. He said, our nation is shaped by the constant battle between our better angels and our darkest impulses. And what presidents say in this battle matters. It's time for our better angels to prevail. So let our better angels prevail. Let us all align consciously with our souls, mind and brain, and thus creating a direct and free inflow from the higher self to the lower. And aligning with our solar angel. And who is linked with the solar angel of the United States. We visualize this vast angelic cooperation, and we see how our soul is now linked with this mystery, with the Dharma, or this great directing entity of United States, with the Dharma of the soul of United States, I light the way. Let us hold again our mudra, Dhyani mudra, the mudra of meditation, the mudra of will. Emphasizing our work with the hierarchy, recognizing our relationship with Master Rakotsi, the Lord of Civilization, the Regent for Europe and America. And we use the Sagittarian energies, again aligning with the goal of United States, and support it. We dedicate ourselves in the name of the Lord. We have gathered in your name, Lord Maitreya, be with us. His presence. There is a great plan for every country which is related to the mission of the Christ. Now we have something happening in the states of Georgia. There has come news about how the people are really, really attacking. And it has to somehow manifest, but it does not have to manifest in violent ways. we can always debate. But the violence is not the way we should go anymore on our planet. And there are very low ways how people are mocking. And we are not in that sense here working, but we are taking parts against any individual. We are the soul for the soul of every single individual. This all is a part of karmic patterns in United States. And humanity is always trying to see first, it is trying to see from some lower aspects, like now spreading the fear of the taxes, how only other side of the people are going to be taxed and others are free, and all kinds of nonsense. But this is about that, how we are responding to the truth or to the lies. And we are standing for the plan of United States, also in Georgia. We have to trust always that how the karma is worked out. It may not go the way we want, but we are now at least again standing, as we have been using in this meditation. We are standing for the law, the divine law, the higher law. Here too, we are seeking protective forces to protect the real process, what should take over the counterforce when it is so active as it is now. We can see that very big things are happening. So in this meditation, we start and we develop even more refined ways. But let us all now focus upon Atlanta in Georgia. And we will now call forces. Let us call the forces of protection. Archangel Michael and his saving forces. And in 2 minutes, let us stand together in silence. And let us visualize the color of the soul of United States in indigo color, now coloring Atlanta and then the whole Georgia. Thus we are calling the higher law to function and protect in Georgia. And the same way we move now to Washington, and we imagine the triangle, governmental triangle. And we work in silence, visualizing that we are around this triangle. Visualizing the Christ above this triangle. And we call protective forces of Archangel Michael, who is also the protector of the Christ. And we work the same way, like these few days, we are invoking the soul of the United States and visualize in the color blue indigo ray pouring into the triangle and then to every single state, coloring the aura of the United States, finally in the indigo blue color. And 2 minutes silence. The great invocation number 2. Let the lords of liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth, and coming save. Come forth, Almighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, Almighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, Almighty One. Let the light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, Almighty One, and plant these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end. Let us now continue the work of protection, and we will build a wheel of fire with seven spokes of love. Let us imagine that the Lord is standing above the group, in the center of the triangle. And before us, we create, in our creative imagination, a wheel of fire with seven spokes of love. Visualize yourself and the inner working group standing in the center, at the hub of the wheel. Which radiates with the living, all-consuming substance of love from the Sacred Heart of the Christ. Now yourself and the group as if we were that hub. From that central position, we send out seven streams of living fire radiating upon the covenantal triangle in all rainbow colors. The wheel is spinning all these protective energies into every single state. And protecting the inner law. And the clarion is heard. We are standing for the law, establishing the victory of divine law and the plan in United States. we bring illumination through the evocation of the will. We bring imagination through the evocation of love. We bring inspiration through the evocation of the intelligence. And again, in our common will we say, may thy will be done, not ours. And we can release our mudra, but we will continue in our inner work standing together. We will not leave our posts before the 20th of January. Thank you, dearest friends. Lots of love and blessings.